From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
High-speed crash kills one. A New York firefighter was indicted on homicide, manslaughter, and aggravated DWI charges after crashing into another vehicle in Queens, New York, while allegedly drunk. The other motorist was killed in the high-speed collision. John DeSilva, 31, was arraigned on a 9-count indictment and was charged with aggravated DWI, manslaughter, vehicular manslaughter, aggravated vehicular homicide, criminally negligent homicide, and other offenses connected to the accident. Authorities said DeSilva was speeding. If a driver's blood alcohol content is 0.18 or higher, they are likely to be charged with aggravated DWI. Aggravated DWI carries harsh penalties, especially if it involves a traffic accident fatality. In such circumstances, an individual is likely to face additional charges. DeSilva's blood alcohol content was measured at the time of the accident. A blood sample revealed it was 0.22%, nearly three times the state's legal limit of 0.08%. DeSilva faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors said DeSilva was driving a Jeep Grand Cherokee at about 64 miles per hour in a 25 mile per hour zone east on 35th Avenue toward 95th Street. He crashed into a 2017 BMW turning left onto the avenue. The impact caused the BMW to spin counterclockwise and slam into four parked cars along the street before stopping. DeSilva's Jeep hit a fifth parked car. The victim killed in the crash was identified as Grady Romero Duarte. Anyone facing drunk driving charges should contact a good DWI defense attorney immediately, said Brill. Even a first offense can come with jail time, high fines, loss of driving privileges, and other restrictions.
Are your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at brilllegal.com. That's brill-legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.